Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good evening to each and every one of you who are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we bring on various guests to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to invite you to, invite members of your team, whether it's your upline or downline, both, and also potential Avon representatives. On the third starting, we already started somewhat, a little sampling, but next Monday, we will be doing an opportunity meeting, and that'll be a great time to invite members of your team to or people who you want to be on your team and members of your existing team to listen to the broadcast and invite potential Avon representatives to the show. And once we explain the conversation, the quick start, and the different kits, we refer them back to whoever invited them to the show so that they can sign up to become an Avon representative. So that's going to be every third Monday of the month. So I'm going to click on Ellen and Gillian at this time. And if you got an email, if you've been on Facebook, you know that the topic today is going to be, what do you do with aging Avon products? So welcome, Ellen, and welcome, Gillian. How are you both doing today?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how's everything? I hope
Good.
Everyone had a wonderful
Good.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, thanks.
So, you know, a lot of Avon representatives are faced with the problem of, you know, what do I do with this aging Avon product? You may have ordered too much because maybe you were thinking about vending, and maybe the items that you was hoping to sell didn't sell as fast as you would have liked it to, or you may have a customer who ordered products and for some reason they didn't get the product back to you and given a lot of time. So what do you do with aging products? We'll start with Gillian.
Hi, Pat.
Hi,
yes.
Gillian.
So what do I do with aging products? Well, you know, I try to do what is the best thing for my customer too, because I don't want to give my customer products that are old and that it's not going to work, number one, if it's old, or they might have issues with it. So if I get close to an expiration date on a product, I will tell a customer, let's say I have a customer that likes a product, they use it all the time, and I have a product, and let's say in 3 months there's an expiration date on it. Most products, there's like a two-year expiration, should be about between 1 and 2 years. So I can tell them that I have something, and I give it to them at a discounted price, and
mm-hmm.
I've done that before. And my customer is very happy that I've done that. But I do tell them, listen, I have this, you know, bought it as special. I said, you're up for another order because you should be low on your order. And I can give this to you at a discount. The expiration date is 3 months from now, so it's still good. And that's the truth. It is still
mm-hmm.
good. So I've done that before, and that has worked. If I find that I don't, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, good.
If I find that I can't do that and that I have a product that is at expiration date or it has expired, there's absolutely nothing ethically you can do with it. And once it's gotten to the expiration date, I don't know. I have taken it as a loss. I have actually written things down, and as I've told you, I think I've told you one or two of my stories that I've taken it as a loss, and I try not to do that again because it's a learning experience. You should not have products that last a long time, and you should not be, in my opinion, and I tell all the reps that I know, that you shouldn't have products that you have to take and that's going to expire or that you have stock in. You shouldn't be holding stock in products. It's like a store, and if you have stuff in the store and you're just holding it and it's not selling, you know, you have 120 days to give it back to Avon. Give it back to Avon before it ages. And that is my first thing I'll tell you. And then secondly, if you miss that deadline, then it becomes shame on you. You took a chance and a gamble. If it's a loss, it's a loss. But you can write that down as a loss against your business. And that's what I have done in the past for me.
Very, very good. Ellen, anything you like to say?
Yeah, I'm going to take from the perspective of not letting it get to the point where you're near the expiration date. Like, for instance, when you have customers who aren't interested in the product or they don't take their order or whatever, or maybe you don't want to send it back and you still have it in inventory. One of the things you can do is use it to bring new customers in. So you'll position it like, let's say, a free gift for first-time customers or a special thank you gift for people who have ordered from you before. And the other thing you could think about doing is selling online. Because you don't want to get stuck with stuff and you don't want to have to mark stuff down. And I know that, right. You know, there's some formula that they use when if you send back too many products, I think your instant credit is affected and it can be affected for a while and they won't tell you what the formula is. So, a lot of times people don't want to do that because they don't want to mess up their instant credit status. So in those cases where you have an issue like that, where, you know, there are times when customers don't pick up their product. So this would be a good way to do it or as Dylan says, discount it for a customer that you know uses the product and just give them a discount on it.
Right. And, you know, if someone is a vendor, you know, if you're a vendor to someone who does vending a lot, whether it's in a store or at a flea market or whatever, you know, that's maybe one of the opportunities to discount the product as well. So that, you know, so this way you can at least get rid of it. One of the things I do, I have an area in my office where I pile up the returns because, you know, Avon gives you one free return per month. So what I do, I pile them up in one area of my office. And then when it's time for me to place my order and it's that time for the returns, then I take all my returns and I send them off at that particular time. So that's something you may want to do is just to organize your returns by doing that. So this way you know like when things are going to be, when things are due, but you have it already written down.
I just remembered something else I did too. So I had some products, they were close to the expiration date, but they had I had two different scenarios, but the ones that were close to the expiration date, I did know, I mean, at the time there was a church that I know was collecting clothing to take to Haiti, and I had bug guards, and I did talk to the pastor of the church. I told him that, you know, it's close to the expiration date. I had so many of these boxes, and if he wanted it as a donation. He gladly took it, and he took it, and I got a receipt for the as a donation, and I use that in my taxes. So that's something else that you might want to do, but I'm telling you that you should never, I agree with Ellen, you should never get to that point. And what happens is once it happens to you, you remember that and you become more cautious, because all that means is that you're not following your business correctly, because things like that should not happen.
I totally agree with you. You're absolutely right, Gilly. My dog is upstairs, obviously. You're totally right. You really should pay close attention to your inventory and what you have in stock. And, you know, in this day and age, there are a lot of, apps that you can use. And there's one app that's an inventory app that you can use. And you can list all of your Avon products and how many of each item that you have. And that's one way of tracking, you know, what you have on you. And, and you can put little notes. So you could put little notes. You can go through your inventory maybe once a week or whatever, once a month, to see what is coming up. That's where you can stay on top of your products and when they are going about to expire. Ellen, anything you want to add?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay. And another thing you can do also, especially the skincare, you know, can take, you know, instead of letting the product go to waste, one of the things you can do with your Avon product is you can, you can take the Avon skincare product and use it as a sample. And say you had more than one of that particular item, you can use it as a demo product to help move the other piece that you may have. So, that's something that you can consider, you know, when you have extra products to use an item as a, sample product. And not only that, you may even get not only move what you have, but even move stuff that you can go ahead and order. And another thing is, a lot of times, you know, we have stuff on the shelves, and I know I am guilty of this. You have to have an inventory sheet, because when your customers order from you, sometimes your customer order things from you, because what I do, I tell people, just give me the number, because I don't want to know what page, and I just don't want to get into that, because I'm always rushing. But if you take those item numbers and go against your inventory item, you know, you can go ahead, and I'm not talking about old products, I'm talking about products you just happen to have on hand. You can move a lot of your product, because you find that people are ordering stuff you already have, and you go ahead and you place an order, and you say, when the item comes, you say, I had that item in my inventory. You know, so, you know, pay attention to what your clients are ordering and match it with your inventory to see if it's something that you may already have. Do you agree?
That's an excellent idea. No, that's an excellent idea, because I've done that myself and then realized that I've ordered something that I already have. So in the case of, you know, either using an app or using an Excel spreadsheet, all you have to do is when you do your spreadsheet, just make sure you have the product numbers, and all you have to do is go in the search bar, type the product number, and bring you to that page
of the item
sheet. And actually, I'm trying to remember, because I actually did an inventory sheet. I was shocked at what I had. Which is so sad. And but it would have been easier for me to search for it if I had put the product number in and just not put the name. So you want to put both. That way it's going to be easier for you to search.
Right. Very, very good idea. Another thing you can do, like with products that you seem you can't move, and before it ages out, with the holiday, different holidays coming up, make gift baskets and make sure you include those items in the gift basket.
You know, people don't care what you give. You know, they'll say, oh, I want a skincare gift basket. Well, you know what? Put some of that stuff in that gift basket. Or I want perfume. You have perfume, you know it's going to age out. Put those perfumes in the gift basket. You know, that's a one way of getting, and you can get rid of more than one item by doing that. Would you agree, Gary?
I think that's a great, great, great idea. 100% agree. If you put more than one item, too, in a gift basket, or you can have a raffle and have some products in your raffle. And I, just when you said that, I was just like, wow, I could do a raffle. You could do a raffle, and you could have it online, and you could say, you know, you could come up with any reason why. There are so many, if you go online, you could find, there's a day for everything. There's hot dog day, there's this day, there's that day. You can call it whatever you want and say, you know, Friday's going to be this particular day. Or here's an example. There's, you know, Facebook does these things where you can donate to an organization. You can say,
right.
You know, I think it's, isn't it like this Friday's lupus day? And you could say, this Friday is Lupus Day. I'm having a gift basket, and I'm making a donation to some organization. Or, you know, or if you enter the raffle, and you can come up to be creative, is what I'm trying to say, to create different raffles, to create different things, and you can get more customers that way too.
Absolutely, you know, I thought while you were saying that. Well, you know what I was thinking when you were saying, you know, I belong to various groups on Facebook, and one of the Facebook groups I belong to is the esthetician group. And for some reason this one girl, she raffles off stuff. So and I don't know how she selects, I think she takes the people who are in her friend list, and she makes pieces of paper, she writes their names on a piece of paper. And she puts it in a pot, like a can. That's what she had. She had it in a can, and she had her husband do the drawing, and they obviously they videotaped it. They were videotaping it and videotaping her doing it, him pulling the raffle out, and they made the announcement of who won the whatever item she was auctioning off. You know, maybe that's something you could do on your Facebook page, on your Avon business page, go on your personal page and tell people that you are doing a raffle, and then videotape it, and, you know, you put your names on the raffle, but they have to like your page, your Avon page. And then, and those people who like your page, those people on that list will be, names will be put in this pot. And then you pull it out, and you can show the basket. So, you know, show the basket, this beautiful basket. And then you go to the drawing, say, at 1:50 on Tuesday evening, you know, or Tuesday afternoon. And then the winners will be announced, obviously live, because you're going to stream it. And then you'll write their name. Then you'll write on your page, congratulations, Gil and Clark, who won the basket. And that's
your
way,
great idea.
And that will work twofold. Oh, thank you.
That's an awesome idea. Awesome idea.
So it works twofold. You're getting rid of products, plus you're getting people to like your page. And
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You were just thinking what?
I was just thinking that, you know, we just had Mother's Day pass, and we know the next big holiday is Father's Day. You know, you could have a his and her basket, and raffle it off, and tell whoever, you know, you want it to enter the raffle. Listen, you have stuff for yourself, and then you have gifts. You have a gift you can already give, or more than one gift you can give in Father's Day gift. How cool is that? I mean,
it's very cool.
You could come up with anything. I love the idea.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing you want to do is you want to get as many people to like your page. Because what people don't know is there are people who really create a business out of following. So, you know, the more following you have, you know, you can really make that a business all by itself. So, you know, think about it, people.
You know what?
What else? Another thing I was just thinking about, because I just did an event, and I actually did a Facebook ad, and I had a lot of people from the Facebook ad actually come to my page and like my page for this event. So, and people that I didn't recognize their names, they weren't the same people. So you may want to do the same thing for what you're talking about. Maybe have a, do an event, I don't know, come up with something creative and do a, and boost the post and do a Facebook ad. So you get people other than the people that are in your immediate circle that will draw them. And you can do the same thing and do it live and do a live drawing for a person. They could be anywhere.
Yeah. So this, and you know, and then, you know, naturally when, and sometimes, because you have to mention it, because sometimes people don't think about these things. So when you, don't forget, when you do make the basket, then you should also include maybe at the bottom of the basket your brochures as well as your business cards. This way, whoever receives the gift basket, they may love it. They may love the product. And guess what? They're going to want to reorder. And who else best to reorder these products from but from you? So that's one way of, again. Because sometimes we make baskets and we don't put our brochures in it.
So true. And, Pat, I just, you know, a good thing, too, when you join these groups and you ask if you have permission to do something like a raffle like that, sometimes they'll say yes, sometimes they'll say no, but you always ask. And like right now, I'm part of a group, and it's called Instapods, and I had never posted in Instagram. So what I started doing with this group is posting on Instagram, and then you can have it, your pictures or whatever you show, go onto your Facebook page. Your business page. So you get to advertise like twice, but getting involved in groups like this, different groups, is what is also going to help promote you out, because if you're like my group, there's 30 of us. We all like each other's posts because we're trying to promote them. And, you know, I take maybe about 10 minutes a day to go in and like their posts, like because they like mine. But my posts, I do I do it in Instagram, and then I share it out onto Facebook. It automatically goes onto Facebook. So then I get two for one. I'm getting in two different places. So doing things like that with social media, you can do the Insta story. You can talk about your basket and do a little story on your Instagram. Because I find that more younger people are on Instagram than there are on Facebook. And they're sharing their pictures and things from Instagram to Facebook.
Yeah, you know, I tell
I saw all of the posts that Ellen had. Ellen, I saw you at an event, over the weekend, and I saw all the pictures, the gorgeous pictures. I liked them. I'm like, I saw them on Instagram.
Right. Yeah. And I saw yours was very nice, because she does an inspirational thing that I've noticed that she started doing, which is really nice. And one of the things with the Instagram page that I have, you're absolutely right. You can have it connect to your Facebook page and it'll come up. I haven't really done that, but what I did, I did it once, and it, by mistake, I really didn't mean for it to happen, but it happened, and it actually went over. But the other thing, too, with the Facebook ads that you don't have to spend a lot of money on, you could do, I did a Facebook ad just to test it, because I had never done an event before on Facebook, and I narrowed down, like in the social media class, how we learned how to narrow down our audience and determine who we want to see the post. And what's geographic location. And I have people start following me as a result of that boosted post. So, you know, if you're trying to get more followers, that's another easy way to do it. As long as you're either giving them interesting information, it doesn't necessarily have to be just like a raffle, but interesting information or tidbits of stuff or great pictures or whatever it happens to be, and you'd be surprised. And the one person, I don't know where this guy came from, he started following me, but he's got like 12,000 followers. So you want to be connected to people who have a lot of followers, because when you I tend to like people's posts, and then when you like people's posts, then you come up in their feed. Then other people may click on you to see, what is that all about, and they'll come over to your page. So as I said, if you're not doing Instagram, you really should think about it.
And let me say this also, Ellen mentioned about boosting. And one of the things I was, over the weekend, whether Saturday or Sunday, I attend the U2 University. And this weekend, I was looking up YouTube information, not YouTube, Facebook information. And one of the things I learned, which I didn't even think about it, you can go ahead and you can reboost things that you have posted on your Facebook page. And they said go into your Facebook and look at which one of your boosts got the highest number, because it's something about that particular boost that attracted people and reboosted. Sometimes we just keep thinking, we just keep trying to do new boosts, but go back and look and see which one got the highest. And it's interesting, I did it, and funny, I think it was 400 and change, and then when I looked to see what the audience space was, it was Connecticut. I don't know how I did that, but.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
but let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you reboosted your boost, did you keep the same target audience, or did you change it?
No, keep the same target audience. And reboost it. Yeah, that's what they said.
Now, let me ask you a question. What's the purpose of reboosting the same audience, the same message?
Well, whatever about that message works. It's whatever about that message worked. And so you want to continue this. Yeah, not everybody sees, not everybody on Facebook at the same time. Some people come on once a week, once a month, once a two, every 2 months.
Right.
So if that was one that worked,
new
people, yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and I got a tip, something I learned today. And this is like really off the subject. When we do our constant contact. When you create your constant contact, your constant contact
campaign.
Campaign.
Yeah,
thank you, Ellen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you create it, before you send it out to go or wherever you want to go, you can click anywhere on that page, and there's a drop down box that will come out. And at the bottom up, I can't remember the verbiage is. You got to read it. And at the bottom, and they say edit. That's maybe the word. I'm not quite sure. But at the bottom of the campaign, there's a URL. And what you can do is put the URL of your website so that when that email goes out and someone clicks on the campaign itself, it will automatically do take that whole flyer. Oh, and the girl said make the flyer as large as possible. And so, because you have the option. And then so when somebody clicks on it, it will come up in a URL.
Oh,
wow, I didn't know that.
Not the link that you put in, because you can always put a link in and put a URL for that. But you can URL the whole design.
Right, exactly. Because I think I did that in my Facebook ad that I boosted. When you look inside of the thing that I did, the actual invitation, there's a constant contact link that was in it. And if you click in the link, it brings you in and you see the whole thing. Yeah. I just noticed that. I didn't notice that before.
Did it come up as a flyer or it came up as a contact email?
Comes up as a flyer or as a contact email. No, it came up as a, if I'm understanding your question, it comes up as a flyer.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That's something that people can do. So that's a good tip. And I know we came off the subject a little bit with the what you could do with your aging products. And just to continue that theme, like Gillian said, if your products are too old and outdated, just put on your big girl or boy's pants and just throw it away. That's all. Oh, you know what you can do? Use it as a display item. You know, they make wonderful displays, those products. So if you have, like, say you have aging, aging skincare products, maybe when you're vending or setting up a table, maybe those items can be your display. And and what I would do, I would take little stickers, like the little round circle stickers, and I would put on the bottom of each one of those items display. This way you don't make a mistake in selling them. And so this way, when somebody says, "Oh, I want this item, or I want that item, or I want this item," then if you have them at your table, you can go get the actual new items of them, or you can give them, or you can take their orders. And if someone's, sometimes people we do vending, sometimes people get sticky fingers. If someone steals it off your table, it won't hurt as much because it's old anyway. So that's one of the things you could do with your aging products. Also, use it as a display. and if you are displaying things, don't forget to take photos. I take pictures of all my tables so that I can remember how to recreate the table in which I had designed. Let's see. Any other suggestions, Ellen or Gillian?
I have nothing else. I thought this was pretty good. Some great ideas.
Okay. So this is our order taking week. So for campaign 11, it ends Wednesday. So once I get off this phone, I'm going to place my order. I am a day late because I misplaced one of my customers' orders. I found it today. I had to tear up everything to find it. So after I get off the phone, I'm going to submit my orders. But, for those people, you have up until Wednesday, I think Wednesday noon. So I would do it today or tomorrow, get your orders out. And I can't think of anything else. Any parting words, Ellen? Did we lose Ellen? Did I lose her? Gillian? I think I got disconnected. Oh, okay, yeah. So any parting words?
No, just, this is the beginning of, spring, really getting into summer now. Just go out there, meet more people, and sell Avon. The customers are out there.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much for that, Gillian. And next week is Opportunity Monday. So every third Monday is going to be Opportunity Monday. So which means if you have someone who you think would like to become an Avon representative, that would be the call you would want to definitely invite them to, because they can listen to the compensation plan. They can listen to the quick start, and they learn about the kit during that presentation. So stay tuned for next week, Monday, which will be the 21st. And then the week after that is the 28th, and that's when we have Gillian talking about Avon Skincare. So until next time, everyone, have a good week and make it happen. Good night, everyone. Good night, Gillian. Good night, Ellen.
Good night.
Good night.